Discussions in this show are for educational purposes. Information presented should not be considered an investment recommendation. Always consult with a financial planner before making investment decisions. Our opinions are based on current economic conditions that are subject to change. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities and advisory services are offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Dale Buckner, Inc. and United Planners are not affiliated. United Planners representatives do not offer tax or legal advice. This is Dale Buckner's Financial Clinic, visiting with Brett Hansen. Brett, thanks for being on the program.
Thank you for inviting me, Dale.
As we kind of, you know, I'm a certified financial planner. Yes, I am. Practitioner. And you are too. And so as we kind of talk about this, we really come from 40 years of experience helping people retire.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, sort of, we had our 40th anniversary. So this is not something that we have come to conversing about retirement lightly. And this program is another one about the mistakes people make.
It's been a big hit, Dale.
It's sort of like we can't run out of the mistakes people make. Well, eventually we will. So we're going to make a series of these shows, and I'm thinking about writing another one of my pieces where we actually put the right grammar and everything, and it's not a live radio program. And so as we kind of do this and we come to the conclusion that people are going to be making mistakes, we have some of the major ones. We've gotten a lot of them out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the problems that we really have is that people that are saving for retirement aren't continuing to save during retirement. They stop saving during retirement. All of a sudden they decide that their retirement is a piggy bank that they can take money out of or they can borrow from, and then they get nervous about the market exactly after it went down. Then they decide not to put any money in. When they do that, they actually aren't buying the cheap shares that are going to make their retirement be supersized.
Well, I think something else too is I notice a lot of people that just faithfully contribute to their 401k, but sometimes life gets in the way or a big bill all of a sudden comes up and they feel like they've got to tap into their 401k, but we're just here to say do everything you can not to do that, because especially when you get toward retirement, you want to continue to contribute. You just don't want to start taking money out of it because of some unforeseen event. You know, sometimes you just have to, but if you can resist, definitely resist.
The folks that we find that are retiring with not only enough money, but in a growing amount of money, have generally not retired on the first day they were able to.
Mm-hmm.
So we could talk about that. What would be the very first day you could possibly retire in a 401k? It's younger than you would think. It's 55 years old. Well, if you retire at 55, you're giving up 12 years of savings between 55 and 67 when Social Security is full retirement age. So get a couple of thoughts. 12 years. Generally, during that 12 years, you're going to more than double the amount of money that you already have saved. And then if you're putting more money in, you're doing it during your best working years. During that 12 years, you're going to triple what you had at 55.
And you're saying 55 is because if people retire, leave their money at the 401k, they're going to escape that 10% penalty, but it's still going to be taxed if you take money out of it.
Well, yeah, and it's going to be a lot lower retirement than you would ever think. And then you've got to wait at least 7 years to get about half of what you would get from a complete and totally fully blown Social Security income plan. So you don't retire with the most money, but a lot of folks think that that's going to be the wonderful thing to do. We counsel folks all the time to think about they're going to live a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
I can't bring back my own family's experience, and my mother lived to 98 and a half. And as we kind of go that, her biggest regret that she had during her retirement is that she took Social Security at 62. And that really had made her have have a lower income. At the time, she felt like she had plenty of money to retire on, and there was no reason not to start the party early. And you live to 98, you're giving up hundreds of thousands of dollars that the Social Security would have been available to you had you waited to 70 or 65. In her case, it was 65. But in our case, almost everybody we're talking to on the radio is 67. So as we kind of do this whole conversation, waiting until full Social Security retirement age is a very good idea, and delaying it past Social Security retirement age and to age 70 really gives you more money to retire on.
That's so true.
Well, as we kind of converse about this 401k, you mentioned something about borrowing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't mention it, but go for it.
Well, borrowing is one of those things that has a very detrimental effect on the results of your 401k. Mm-hmm. So in one fell swoop, you take the money out of the production end of it, which is invested in investments, stocks, bonds, and income producing investments, and you put it into another fund where you have to pay it interest and it earns zero.
Right.
Well, how is that a good idea?
I don't think it is.
Well, don't think so either. Now, the lure is that you're borrowing from yourself. It's your money. You deserved it, and you can use it the way you want to. And many times we found that borrowing ends up more, they're giving it to the kids or something, or they're using it for other than what makes emergency sense. And certainly, if you've lost a loved one, you've been laid off from your work, you've kind of gone through the checklist of the things that real life can interfere with your happiness and well-being, then I believe you have to be able to pay the bills.
Yes.
So if the only way you're going to pay the bills, we're going to talk to you about how to structure a 401k borrowing plan and then how to structure paying it back. Well, let's talk, what are the rules about paying back 401ks?
I think you have a certain amount of time to do it, and there's a limited amount you can even borrow. But I think one thing that people need to keep in mind is if they don't pay it back, and say they're less than 59 and a half years old, and they have that distribution, and they finally leave the company, and they haven't paid back what they borrowed, then they're going to pay taxes on that, what they borrowed, along with a 10% potential penalty at the same time.
Wow. So not only do you get hit with the tax man if you don't pay it back, but the 10% penalty.
If you're under 59 and a half.
And let's say you're in trouble already. That's not a good plan.
No.
So generally, I believe it's 5 years. You have to pay it back within 5 years. If you miss payments, then the full borrowed amount that's left will be taxable to you in that year.
Yeah, potentially so.
Potentially, because, you know, there's always some way you can get it fixed. But yeah, when we kind of come back in there, that is really something that we really talk about. Now, little housekeeping, can you borrow from an IRA?
You cannot
borrow from your IRA.
I actually had a client want to do that 20 minutes ago before we started this.
So let's explain. So Brett gets calls all the time that people want to borrow from their IRA. No, you can't borrow from that IRA.
No.
Now, can you take a withdrawal before you're 59 and a half?
Well, of course, it's your money. I mean, if you need the money, you need the money. If you want to recontribute it, you don't want to pay the taxes on it, that is possible. You just have to recontribute it within the next 60 days.
And you get to do that once per year?
Once for the last 12 months.
Last 12 months.
Not every calendar year, the last 12 months.
All right. So, and then if you get it in 62 days, it became taxable with a 10% penalty.
Potentially, if you're less than
59 and a half. Or there are rules about being disabled, and there's rules about all kinds of stuff.
That's so why we say potentially, right?
We say, yeah, and we always say, work with a certified financial planner professional, and he will make sure, or she, there are a lot of she certified financial planner professionals out there.
Did you say sheep?
She. No, I don't think we want to be considered sheep, but she financial professionals also would be able to give you that good advice that we act as fiduciaries for our clients. And so that makes it much more likely that you're going to get investment advice and tax advice and insurance advice investment advice that's in your best interest. As we kind of talk about this and we come up to the conclusion that it's not a good idea to borrow from your retirement plan, it's a good idea to have a plan, make those contributions. I emphasize make the contributions, especially if the market's down. So if you were simply to do one rule, and this is one strange word, rule, believe me. You know, I always like to bug Brett a lot. One strange rule is if you will contribute more, if the market is down 10% from its high, and you will contribute more to your retirement plan, that's a great idea because you're buying cheaper shares. If it goes down 20%, raise the contribution even more. If it goes down 30%, then holy cow, really open up the spigot to put money in at while you're buying cheap shares. It sounds so logical. Everybody wants to buy things on sale. And so that's a kind of a rule that we say. Now, the tried and true rule is dollar cost average into a quality retirement plan, invested in things that have a tendency to grow over time. We use that a past performance level to determine that, to choose the right stuff to invest in for our clients, and then just do it and don't think about it, because your stomach's going to hurt if you keep thinking about it.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, now talking about it. Well, as we kind of go back in, I would like to help visit with a whole lot of folks that are listening to the radio show today. We call it a complimentary consultation that Brett or I will be able to give to you. We give it free with our measure. We really would love to get your phone calls. If you're thinking about retirement and you're within 5 years of retirement, it is an absolute wonderful thing that we do. We do a checklist where we go through and determine whether you're on schedule to meet all your retirement goals. And boy, I mean, people have really come in and had that, I'm so far behind, I'm never going to make it. And then we can give them the good news, you're right on schedule, or you're ahead of schedule. You have twice as much as everybody else your age. Mm-hmm. Or, nope, we really got it. I don't know about it. Yeah, we say, Brad, you need to start putting more money into your 401k, and we need to max it out, and you're over 50, and so you can really put in a makeup amount and give your HR department a call, and we'll make it happen. If you'd like to have that kind of a relationship with a certified financial planner professional, and we just talk, we never charge for those meetings, give us a call at 806-358-7977, 1-800-299-PLAN. And if you'd like to go to our website, www.dalebuckner.com, and we have a thing called Calendly, and you can set your own appointment. This is Dale Buckner's Financial Clinic, visiting with Brett Hansen, Brett with two T's. We started doing that way back when he was first on. He thought I called him Brad. You know, it's live radio, so it could have happened.
Well, I think it did.
And Brett with two T's, yeah. And then that really was your handle that we had about Brett with two T's at DaleBuckner.com is your email, so he kind of made it, and then people in the grocery store started yelling at you, "Hey, Brett with two T's," and stuff like that. And so we have a good time here.
Hilarious.
And it's hilarious for me. It's not so hilarious for you. But one of the things that's not hilarious are mistakes people make during their retirement. That is not funny at all. And one of the things that people constantly are doing are ignoring the date that they think they're going to retire. Now, I have a whole other riff on this. People don't even plan on retirement. No, they don't even talk about it. They don't think about it. They don't know when they're going to retire. They don't plan on how much they're going to save during their retirement. There's a whole lot of completely ignoring. In fact, they plan more on how they're going to buy their next boat or their vacation than they do on their retirement. Or how they're going to fix up their house, or how they're going to do whatever it is, or how they're going to truly take their next luxury expense mm-hmm. than they do on retirement.
Right.
And that's just not right.
Right.
Retirement is your responsibility. I'm going to say, as we have done this for 40 years, early in our relationship, when we have somebody come in that's a younger person, we start talking like, so you're going to be responsible for that older person that is going to be retiring. You are the sole person that's going to supply the income stream for that person. Social Security is going to only do about 38%, you know, 30%, 40% of your income. And the rest of it, you've got to do the work and save that during your working years. And then the magic happens. And then hopefully you have a rising income your whole retirement. That's our plan for you. And that with that rising income your whole retirement, you're actually eventually, when you reach your 70s, you're going to probably have a little bit more money than you actually would count it on. And that's going to allow you to have a rising income your whole retirement.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yes, it does.
So why do so many people make the mistake of ignoring that advice?
I think they just want to do their own thing, or they just don't have the time to get any kind of professional advice.
Well, now, there's multiple different in the fiduciary responsible investment advice. I'm an accredited investment fiduciary, along with being a certified financial planner. And as we come back into that, that also says that people have a tendency, as they approach retirement, to either completely not invest in anything with any risk at all and not have any growth, or they want to gamble like crazy to be able to reach the amount that they need to retire earlier. So they'll either take too much risk or not enough risk.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's not, none of those are good ideas. You should have a balanced portfolio of investments using modern portfolio theory that are going to give you the annual rate of return on average that's going to allow you to double your money, and that this is on average every 6 to 12 years. And we could get it back in there 8 or 9 years, double your money every 8 or 9 years. And if you are saving during that time, you can double your money a little quicker, a lot quicker, in fact, if you're putting in the right amount of money into a makeup amount of money into a 401k. Well, that sounds real easy. I think we solved that.
Well,
I don't think anybody's ever going to go back in and ignore their target date and not think about that.
What is a target date?
Well, so a lot of 401ks, in fact, the majority of folks that are retiring are offered a retirement fund that has the day that they think they're going to retire. So if they're in their 30s, it would be a 2065 fund. Or if they're in their 60s, it would be a 2035 fund, something more like that, or a 2025 fund. And those are, the 2025 fund means that that's their expected retirement date.
Right.
Now, the 2025 fund is vastly more conservative than the 2065 fund,
which has a lot of bonds in it compared to stocks.
Yeah, the 2025 fund would be more in tuned to a person that is older and that is imminently getting ready to retire. And the 2065 fund would be for some much younger person that is much likely to work for 30 or 40 years.
Right.
Well, that should be a no-brainer if you pick the fund that is the appropriate one for your retirement age. But the one thing that happens is the 2025 fund is more conservative. If the market is on a tear and going up at a rapid rate, you're not going to enjoy those big upticks in the value of your fund.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder if target funds are really the best, because they get more conservative with each passing year. But if people are living longer at the same time, you don't want to be too conservative. You don't want to spend the next 30 years in retirement with a bunch of 90% bond fund either.
That is a very astute question to ask. And so a lot of folks that are a little bit more astute are going to likely be investing in a different balance of funds that are more appropriate for their risk tolerances. So that, as that comes up, if you visit with a certified financial planner professional, we're not the only ones out there, but we'd like to offer a complimentary consultation to kind of visit about your 401k and how you've got it allocated. We do that free without measure. We'll never charge you for that. And we'd love to have your call. Give us a call at 806-358-7977, 1-800-299-PLAN. And if you want to, you can email us. And it's Brett with two T's at DaleBuckner.com or Dale at DaleBuckner.com. This is Dale Buckner's Financial Clinic, visiting with Brett Hansen, certified financial planner professionals, and we're kind of talking about the mistakes people make during retirement.
There's a boatload of them.
We've done how many programs? This is the third or fourth one. Eventually we'll get done with all the programs about mistakes. And one of the ones that we have that really I'm going to be spending multiple programs on with a fraud prevention expert to try to talk to the listeners about. Fraud is a huge problem that we have right now, especially for the elderly. And strangely enough, but the two sets of folks that are the most vulnerable to fraud are the youngest, sort of the Gen Yers and the Gen Zers and the Gen Xers and the younger ones, and then the oldest ones. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of the people that have had the least experience in investing and the people that had the most experience investing. And so as we kind of come back in here, the falling for the too good to be true offers. And the two prime ones that are, some of them are legitimate investing, are could be cryptocurrency and also penny stocks. And I call them story stocks. Well, I read a white paper on the story stock. I don't know who wrote that white paper. I have no idea. But it said that this is going to be the new Apple stock. And this is going to go to, you know, it's going to quadruple in the next 12 minutes. Well, okay, so I got to invest in it now. And there are a common themes here that in every scam is you have to do it now. If I'm going to sell you a scam, I'm not going to sell you a scam, but if a person is trying to sell you a scam, they want to activate either your fear genes or your greed genes and your gambling genes. Mm-hmm. Brett, you can double your money in the next 10 minutes. What is wrong with you? You got to give me your money so I can double it in the next 10 minutes if you stay in the stock market, you're going to lose all your money. Nobody ever makes money in the stock market. For compliance purposes, I want you to understand both of those statements are not true, and both of them are used by scam artists. Okay, so just making sure. And you think I'm joking. I'm going to make sure that the folks that are listening, that are monitoring my show, understand that those are two of the things that scam artists use to take advantage of our clients.
And we've actually had a couple of clients involved in scams, I believe.
Multiple clients.
Yeah, that there's a couple of tales that they've told us that's really amazing.
One of the ones that hurt me and hurt the client the most was a client that took all their money out of their IRA to invest in Iraqi dinars, currency that is pretty much continues to be worthless. And they told me that they were going to put the money right back in within 60 days. Never, ever showed up because it was a scam. And the amount of, I've had several folks that have fallen for the scam of how you won the lottery in Jamaica. And I'm going to give you the money. Now, I have received, you think...
I didn't know Jamaica had a lottery.
I'm going to say, you as a listener, you probably think you're the only one that's ever received a scam. I received an offer to get $16 million from an account that was held in Japan. All I had to do was just send them my personal information on my bank account. And It was a H. Buckner that had apparently died without an heir, and because my last name was, I mean, I almost giggle, my last name was Buckner, they could just give it to me. And all I had to do was present myself with my credentials and my bank account number, and they would be giving me $16 million. Holy cow. No, that doesn't happen.
No.
So if it's too good to be true, it doesn't happen. If it is something that's specifically made to activate your greed and your gambling instinct, you should avoid it. And if it's specifically, the offer is specifically meant to activate your fear and your loathing for loss, you should avoid it. So you stay away from people like that.
Yeah, anytime anybody asks for any kind of personal information, you know it's a scam. That should just put a red light in your head, a warning or something.
It should, and it does in my brain. And still, stuff will filter in from emails that I have been inundated by emails. And I'm going to say we've successfully been able to stop every single one of them. Apparently, somebody from Russia or somewhere, or China, is targeting my email address to give me $200 from Costco. Like, you've got your $200 Costco gift card. No, I don't even have a Costco account.
So are you holding out for the Iraqi dinars?
I'm not going to hold out for the Iraqi dinar. I'm not going to hold out for the Costco gift card. I'm not going to hold out for any of the other things that are theoretically going to give me something. And every single one of those that we're seeing is a fishing expedition. That's PH fishing, not F-I-S-H. I love fishing, but PH I don't like at all, fishing. And that really is something that we're going to talk about a lot more in a future program, about the scams and how to protect yourself against fraud. If you are having problems with the offers that are coming into you, and you want to have us open the door and have you actually look behind the curtain and find out what kind of a scam it is, or you've been taken advantage of, a overzealous sales presentation that you had to sign up for right away, and we can get you to sit down with us. We'd be glad, free without measure, to give you a complimentary consultation and look over that offer and see whether or not you actually got scammed or not. The number's 806-358-7977, 1-800-299-PLAN. We have people walking into our office every now and then, 301 South Polk, Suite 420, historic Amarillo building. And if you'd like to go to our website, you can set your own appointment, www.dalebuckner.com. This is Dale Buckner's Financial Clinic, visiting with Brett Hansen. We're certified financial planners. We're not the only ones in Amarillo, but if you've never visited with the certified financial planners, we're trained in the disciplines of financial planning. We have to have a college degree. We also have to have an ethics test, and we have to do continuing education. So it's a little bit more of a serious licensing. Oh, did I mention the final was one amazingly hard test to pass.
It is.
And only 50% of the people that take it pass it. So I passed it on the first try. You did too?
I believe I did.
Well, all right, there you go. So we passed it on the first try, but that's not it's not unusual for folks to have to take it more than once. And that by itself does not mean that you're going to get an honest person, but it does raise the level of our requirement to act as your fiduciary.
Right.
One of the areas that we constantly are doing is counseling folks to be ready for retirement. And the counseling really revolves around, what are you going to do after retirement? How are you going to approach your free time? Are you going to want to continue to work? And 38% of all retirees would like to and would choose to continue to work in some form or fashion. So it's not a very, so as you're talking to a certified financial planner, we got 62% of the folks that we visit with are never going to let work interfere with their enjoyment of life and their family ever again. And 38% say, no, working is really good for me. And it keeps my mind sharp. It keeps me involved in the community. I have better socialization. I love the income that gives to me while at retirement. I'm very happy with that. Occasionally, we have a couple of folks that can't make ends meet without working somewhere. Mm-hmm. And those are that kind of thing is something we absolutely will talk about. But at retirement, one of the things that we counsel against is relocating on a whim.
Right.
And it's it kind of revolves around people now have lost their social holding that they standing that they had in their workplace. They won't let you go back and get free coffee anymore. I mean, and you can't visit with everybody at workplace. They really don't. They kind of object to you coming back all the time just to visit with everybody. It kind of interferes with your work family, and so you end up. I'm completely lost, and the people at Dunkin' Donuts don't know you. they don't care at all. Sort of like, I kind of always think of Cheers, you know, the everybody knows you when you walk in the door. Well, that's not the same anymore. And so you really end up without that same social standing. If you have a large family that you're very active with, that may replace that.
Yeah.
If you have a church family, that may replace that.
Right.
And then it, sometimes people have really said, I just got to get out of here. I mean, we have multiple conversations, and this is, we ought to have another one, is getting a divorce. maybe later on we'll talk about getting a divorce is one of the problems that people have at retirement. And they, in that sort of a continuing theme, they really don't want to, your spouse doesn't even want to spend 24 hours a day with you. I'm not saying you, Brett. I mean, you're such a great guy. Everybody wants to spend time with you. But that's the kind of thing that we really end up with. So as we kind of do this, think about completely cutting all your roots off, losing your everything that you had in every one of your places that knows you, that you're losing your church, where you go to the grocery store, losing where you get your clothes cleaned. Everything goes away, and you have to start completely over it from scratch somewhere else. Not always a good idea.
Nope.
If you'd like to talk about your plans for what you're going to do after retirement with a certified financial planner, give us a call at 806-358-7977, 1-800-299-PLAN. And by the way, if you want to email us, we'd love to get your emails and suggestions about what kind of programs you'd like to hear. Brett with two T's at DaleBuckner.com or Dale at DaleBuckner.com, and we'll try to get a program on like that. This is Dale Buckner's Financial Clinic visiting with Brett Hansen. We're talking about the mistakes people make during retirement, and we really kind of wanted to do a little recap for the folks that may not have heard the whole show. If you like to listen to our podcasts, that you can listen to this podcast on our podcast offerings on Amazon.com or the podcast app that you have on your phone. Everybody's got one. They're a little bit less commercial oriented, so you don't have as many commercials during them. Or you can give us a call and we'll be able to send you the link by email. And that is downsizing your 401k contributions while you work. And that is by borrowing from it or having getting nervous when the market's down and stopping putting money in, or deciding you want to buy the boat and you're going to put your retirement money. Well, and I'm a fisherman, so, you know, that is really something that could really happen. Deciding that you're going to have to take care of a family member. Mm-hmm. Those kinds of things happen all the time.
Yes.
Illness, accident, spousal problems that you might have. And that's one of them. Ignoring your target date, and that really involves in making sure that you're investing in the appropriate investments all the way to your age. And then making sure that you're putting enough money in to reach your goals by the time you have your retirement date.
Right.
Falling for a scam, and we call it the too good to be true offers, are something that we really counsel you against, and be very careful about having anybody that is demanding that you execute a plan right now. It could be an insurance plan. It could be a legitimate insurance plan. But if somebody puts pressure on you to sign the papers tonight and you're not ready, then that is not, you want to take your time and
right.
think about it.
Right.
And or somebody wants to have you give them all your banking information so that you can win the Jamaican lottery. Oh, and just put, if you'll put just $5,000 in that account, and then that way you send us $5,000 so you can win the $1 million from the Jamaican lottery. And then the pretty much we're calling it relocating on a whim and deciding that everything that you have has to change, and you're going to move completely away from where you have all your ties. And those aren't healthy choices often. Sometimes they're very healthy.
You just have to do research. If you want to go to a dream place after you retire, check it out. Even go down on vacation there before you move there permanently, so you'll know that's really what you want to do.
Start spending a month there and see how you like it. And then if that's, well, wow, I actually like it better, and the people here have a different accent. That's really, I mean, you laugh.
Well, I've people, experienced that.
Yeah, I love that accent. I think I'm going to go there. And I speak Spanish, so Costa Rica, I've really loved to visit with folks in Costa Rica in Spanish. If you'd like to have a complimentary consultation with a certified financial planner professional, I'm not the only one, Brett Hansen, and I would love to have you come in and visit with us. Just give us a call at 806-358-7977, 1-800-299-PLAN. And if you'd like to set your own appointment, you can go to our website. You can listen to every one of these podcasts uninterrupted if you want to. www.dalebuckner.com, and you can set your own appointment on Calendly.